2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Our top story this hour:
the coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Trump administration calling for a whatever-it-takes attitude for reopening schools this fall. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
This is the moment for American educators to rise to meet the needs of every student. Students can't afford to fall further behind. Even before the virus, too many were trapped in schools that don't meet their needs.
But the head of the National Education Association thinks that's reckless. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the head of the National Education Association, Lily Eskelson Garcia, went on CNN last night and shared some very different thoughts than the president.
My classroom was a germ factory. I knew that I was going to catch someone's cold every year. This is different. This is a virus that kills people. Donald Trump and Betsy DeVos are making a mockery of the danger.
Eskelson Garcia is also the former head of the Utah Education Association. She went on to say that America should be listening to health experts on when to reopen schools. Now it comes the same day that President Trump reaffirmed that he wants schools up and running in the fall. He said he would put pressure on governors and everybody else to open up those schools. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
More and more school districts across the Beehive State are releasing their fall plans. KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer continues our live team coverage.
The state's largest school district, Alpine, sent a note home to families saying they'll release details of a return to learn plan next week. They expect most students will return for in-person classes. Tooele schools also contacted their families. They'll release a plan next week based on surveys of teachers and parents. They've had multiple task forces working on issues of safety and academics.
The Salt Lake City School District is installing plexiglass barriers in school offices and in their libraries.
COVID cases are skyrocketing across the country, but in some places, death rates are falling. A Utah epidemiologist explains why this seems to be happening.
We're kind of having a shift in the people who are becoming sick, so we're shifting to a younger population.
And Salt Lake County Health Department epidemiologist Michelle Vowell says this is definitely true in Utah, with a younger demographic and also an overall healthier one. And she says our COVID mortality rate is stable.
We're not seeing a huge increase in our death numbers yet.
And Vowell offers another theory that doctors are exploring in Europe about a change in the pathogen itself.
A shift in the coronavirus itself and maybe being more contagious and less deadly, but we don't have any evidence yet.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
The numbers are getting out of hand in the South and the West. Let's get our top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is back at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, for the first time, the U.S. saw 60,000 new cases of coronavirus in a single day, bringing the total confirmed infections to near 3 million. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
This upswing has really been driven by a lot of people in their 20s and 30s.
Hospitalizations are surging, with ICUs filling up in Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California. And just in, Harvard and MIT suing the Trump administration in federal court over plans to send international students home who can't meet in-person class requirements. The universities say the new policy did not allow public comment and has no valid reasoning in relation to coronavirus. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Mary Kay Letourneau has died of cancer at age 58. The former Seattle teacher spent 7 years in prison for a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student in the late 90s.
Well, there was an emotional attraction.
She married the victim when she got out of prison, and though divorced, he was by her side when she passed. And Mexican President Andres Lopez Obrador visits the White House today discussing trade and the economy. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City firefighters say an unhitched trailer or tanker rolled down a hill and into the backyard of a house early this morning. The tanker was full of asphalt oil, so a hazmat cleanup was called in along North Walcott Street. The tanker was in a parking lot at the U of U and somehow got loose, going across Campus Drive. The tanker stopped several feet from crashing into the home. Nobody was hurt.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A brush fire in Sandy damages six fences and comes very close to one home. This woman says they only had a couple of minutes to get out, but the home was saved.
My father-in-law came home early from work. He hooked up the hose and he met the fire at the foundation of the house.
Her father-in-law was soon joined by firefighters. Two police officers had to be treated for smoke inhalation and damages estimated between $6,000 and $8,000.
Coming up on KSL, the calls are growing to change the nickname at Bountiful High School.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
I-15 in good shape right now up and down the Wasatch Front. The 215 Bell Routes also looking good on all sides. Have a crash heading down to Park City from I-80. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 8:05.
The mic is live.
37 wildfires in the state of Utah.
KSL's live mic
with Lee Lunsberry. More than 20 of them were human caused.
Now on 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you need to lose weight, you're going to love this. For the entire month of July, Skinny Utah is offering this incredible deal. Two programs for the price of one. Feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah. Everything is 100% natural. No drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every visit. You can choose either an in-person consultation or a video call. The quarantine has not only taken everyone out of their routines, it's probably added a few pounds. Lose that quarantine cushion and get back on a healthy track. Visit SkinnyUtah.com and learn how you can receive two programs for the price of one for July only. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. So come on. What are you waiting for? SkinnyUtah.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Lagoon's biggest summer discount is only at Deseret Book. Find meaningful gifts for your friends and family and earn Lagoon discount passes at the same time. Visit DeseretBook.com/Lagoon for details.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Two school districts, Davis and Jordan District, have already said what their plans are for the fall. Next week, we understand a couple of more districts will roll out their plans. And when they do, you'll hear about it here on KSL News Radio.
Some alumni of Bountiful High School want to see a change in the mascot for its athletic teams. They say the Braves are a racist stereotype, but the Davis School District has never been asked to do this before. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has more.
Chris Williams with Davis District says the only precedent is the process for naming a new high school, which they did with the Farmington Phoenix.
When we build a new school, the school board takes the top three names of all sorts of names that are submitted and decides what should be the name of the school.
Davis could look to the Iron County School District, which changed the mascot of Cedar High School from the Redmen to the Reds last year. The mayor of Bountiful, whose six children graduated from Bountiful High, reacted angrily at first to the proposal, but he's since apologized. Dan Baum is KSL News Radio.
They are hoping for liftoff later this morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
SpaceX is preparing for another launch of its Falcon 9 rocket that will carry a payload of its Starlink broadband satellites into orbit. It's the company's 10th Starlink mission, adding to a network of nearly 600 satellites already in orbit that will bring internet service to remote parts of the globe. The launch is set for 11:59 this morning. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
It's 8:09. Triple Team Traffic is ready to go here, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. If you're on the road, Eric Butler's got an eye on you.
Well, right now in Salt Lake County, it's looking good as you head north from Draper and Sandy through Murray and all the way to downtown Salt Lake. The one congestion spot we're seeing some slowdowns is northbound over on Foothill Drive, right as you exit the 215 eastbound or I-80. We had a crash reported in that same area, Foothill Drive at Parley's Way earlier, but it's on the northbound side where you're going to see some slowdowns. Ricky Meese.
Well, for those in Utah County, we have a new accident for you. This is on the northbound side of I-15 prior to SR 92 Timpanogos Highway. Already moved out of traffic to the shoulder, so it's not causing any delay. In fact, your drive northbound is running at a very good pace from Spanish Fork all the way into Salt Lake County. The same for northbound Redwood Road. We had an accident for Park City drivers. You're going to want to look for this at SR 224 at Creek Drive in Park City. Jason?
Clear dry roads up north. Not seeing any trouble if you're headed southbound I-15 through Weber and Davis counties. Legacy's rolling at regular speeds, as is the west side belt. 89 looking good in both directions. No problems on 84. And even the crowding at the Southgate of Hill Air Force Base, well, that's all cleared out for the time being. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utahns take care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out how hot it's going to get today. And back over to you, Grant.
Heats up to 91 today. We get a lot of sunshine. The wind's not as big a deal today. And then 94, a little hotter tomorrow, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
68 degrees downtown.
We're learning more of what's inside that tell-all book from President Trump's niece, Mary Trump. We'll have a report from ABC News correspondent Alex Perchet coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks so much for riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. If you have been watching interest rates, you know now is a fantastic time to be getting a loan for just about anything, but particularly if you're in the market for a mortgage. And our friends at Utah Community Credit Union want you to know it's never been faster or easier to buy or refinance a home.
They have seriously fast mortgages with the help of intelligent technology that eliminates the time and the hassle. And it can be, if you've done this before, you know it can be a hassle. And so eliminate this hassle of gathering and verifying the documents you need to get your mortgage loan and refinance approved and funded. Go to Utah Community Credit Union.
It really can be overwhelming. I remember sitting in a room where they just kept turning the page and turning the page, and you never read the whole thing. They just
and
tell
before
you.
You get to that, you yeah. know, you think to yourself, "Am I sure I really wanted to do this?"
Look, instead of spending time gathering documents, you can get back to your busy life while your completed mortgage file is sent to UCCU's very own in-house underwriters. These are experts who are not just there to be app takers. They're there to get you through the entire process, and they'll actually even step in and help you step by step, do it all online.
The technology connects and communicates with your accounts, so I'm not sure exactly how it works. I just know that it works, and you're going to be so glad that you used UCCU, not only for the rates, so you can move a mortgage over for a great rate, but if you're beginning from the beginning, oh my goodness, go to UCCU.
Those old rates, of course, give you more purchase power, and that's more money you can put into your home or back into your pocket. So look up UCCU. If you're in the market for a mortgage or any other loan, go to UCCU.com, Utah Community Credit Union. We know you're going to love where you bank.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Dr. Angela Dunn told KSL News Radio she's pleased that the state has plateaued with COVID-19 cases. Now the governor is considering a statewide mask mandate. Should he do it? Let's go in-depth today on Dave and Dujanovic.
And we are pleased that you're out there listening this morning and participating in the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, the number to call 575-00. Let's go in depth. I think Alex is with us. The first family member of President Donald Trump's just wrote a tell-all book. His niece, Mary Trump, does not give a complimentary description of the man in the Oval Office.
Joining us live from Washington is ABC News correspondent Alex Brochet with some of the details. What's in this book, Alex?
Tim and Amanda, so this is an account from Mary Trump, who is the niece of the president. She is the daughter of the president's oldest deceased brother, Fred Trump Jr. But it's anecdote after anecdote that really kind of from, you know, the president's upbringing to current day in the White House. And it's a lot of unflattering things. I can give you some examples. She talks about how when the president was in his second year at Fordham, he paid someone to take his SAT to help facilitate his transfer to the Wharton School at UPenn. But, you know, she really kind of talks about and lays, you know, this framework for his motive of thinking and ties it pretty much to the 2020 election.
Well, obviously, we haven't seen this book. It's coming out next week. But just from what I've been reading this morning, I'll tell you who I feel sorry for is Mary Trump. She's the daughter of an alcoholic father who died when she was a teen. She has an aunt who accused her and her brother of, in a legal deposition, of being absentee grandchildren. A grandfather she calls a sociopath who basically cut them out of his will. And in the end, she and even her brother, who were the closest of allies in the family, go their separate ways. My goodness.
Well, look, I mean, in every family has its issues, right? Nobody's perfect, but... And quite frankly, you know, the inner workings of the Trump family, I mean, that's something that neither you or I are terribly privy to. But it is clear that there has been an ongoing strained relationship here. Now, I will say, with all that being said and the fight over the family estate, you know, Mary Trump had been at the White House and she had been at Trump family weddings since he was elected. So, I mean, you know, the dynamics of this family are interesting, but she also kind of points out in the book that the president's election, I mean, it's not just something that she disagreed with. She pointed to the president's own sister, who was a retired federal judge, thinking that, you know, this would never happen. She also says that the president's sister called him a clown. So look, again, these are allegations. The book's about 210 pages. We got our hands on a copy of this book. It comes out next week, but certainly to reverberate in headlines going forward.
I was just going to ask you whether any of the other members of the family have commented on any of the allegations in the book so far.
So we haven't heard publicly from the family. I can tell you that when the family was battling legally over the release of this book, it was – it was one of the president's younger brothers who was the attorney that filed to have it blocked from release. But right now, we've only heard comments from the White House, and I can tell you they've been pretty forceful in knocking this down. The claim about the president having someone take his SATs from him, a White House spokesperson said that's completely false. Also, Kayleigh McEnany said that it's a book full of falsehoods. She hasn't seen it yet, but says it's a book full of falsehoods, and the claims inside of it are ridiculous and absurd. So the president's team is very much pushing hardly against this, but we haven't heard from the other members of the Trump family.
Boy, Alex, we appreciate your coverage of it. There from Washington, ABC News correspondent. Correspondent Alex Perche. I guess if there's a silver lining to that whole story for all of us, it's that you can come from a dysfunctional family and achieve great heights, both in business and maybe even someday be president of the United States.
KSL News Time is 8:19. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And we go back over to you, Aaron.
I-15 continues to look solid in Salt Lake County. No problems northbound or southbound from Point of the Mountain to downtown. The 215 belt route's looking good on both sides, the east and west for northbounders in each case. But you do have some slowdowns exiting the 215 east belt or I-80. That's at Foothill Drive for a few blocks. You're going to be pretty slow there. And we had a report of an accident southbound Foothill Drive at Parley's Way. Not seeing that causing any delays, though. Ricky?
Well, for northbounders, I-15 in Lehigh, the accident prior to SR-92 Temp Highway has been moved over to the right shoulder, and crews are already there. It's in the final cleanup stages, so not a big deal, not causing any delays. In fact, you're still going to see traffic rolling along northbound I-15 through Utah County into the Salt Lake County area. Also a good drive, Redwood Road northbound Saratoga Springs into Bluffdale. Park City drivers, we had an earlier accident, SR-224. Creek Drive, and that has been cleared. Jason?
Volume remains light in Weber and Davis counties on I-15 and, in fact, on all of your other major highways. Not seeing really any trouble at all on the side streets, but we do have extra cars on the road, and the crowding is back now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's a very warm 7-day forecast, but not quite as hot as we thought the weekend might be.
Highs reaching 91 today. Won't be as hot, won't be as windy. Again, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, 94 the high and a lot of sunshine. And we heat up to 98. Pretty hot on Friday with mostly sunny skies once again. Partly cloudy, 99. So getting near 100 on Saturday. Pretty hot day. 97 on Sunday with more sunshine. And we're going to keep the same kind of heat going next week. Monday, sunshine up to 95, 93 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me check on the current temperature downtown. Right now, we have 68 degrees. I've been following this and posting a little bit on my Facebook page, Tim, about what the standard will be for international students who attend a university where some in-class classes are not offered.
Mm-hmm.
So what ICE is doing, what they've decided that if you're an international student and you're not taking some in-class classes, you'll be deported. So you have to take at least some in-class classes.
They may not have a choice, though.
Or you'll, that's the problem. The problem is, let's say you're an international student and you're attending a university, and that university decided that at least for the fall, they're not going to offer any in-class classes, You're going to get deported. Even if they say, oh, in the spring, we're going to get back to a combined or an in-class, you're going to get deported. So some of the major universities are trying to juggle to get to address this policy so these students aren't deported. And as a result of this, Tim, I learned something I did not know, that there are a million international students in this country. And guess what they contribute to the economy? $41 billion.
Does that include the $50,000 of annual admission fees at some of these?
I'm sure that's a total.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that? Uh-huh. That is an astounding figure. So I'm thinking to myself, let's not try and kick them out of the country. And also, the universities are hurting right now.
Right. Sean was reporting earlier that a couple of them have filed lawsuits now against the administration. Pushing back on this. So we'll see how that turns out, where it goes, but whether that can be make its way through the court systems in time for the beginning of a school year.
We'll follow that story for sure.
Yeah. Sean Michael Lyle, speaking of him, coming up in a minute, we'll go off the radar next.
I'm excited to tell you guys about my incredible experience with Serta Pro Painters. See, I was looking at changing the outside of my house. I hated the colors and I needed a change. So I called Serta Pro to give me an estimate, but more importantly, I needed a consultation. And that's one of my favorite things about Serta Pro. They will come out to your house, as they did mine. They drove around the neighborhood to get a feel for what colors would match, and it was a home run. So let me encourage you guys to have them come out to your house. Do that on-site estimate. But they're sensitive to coronavirus, and they can do remote estimates as well. Now, this isn't just for your home. They do commercial projects as well. Schedule that free estimate online today at SertaPro.com. And make sure you spell Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people right there in your community. Serta Pro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting.
Yeah, it was about an hour ago. I just want to make sure we get that out there. Harvard and MIT have both sued the Trump administration over that visa issue with foreign students. It is 8:25. The Modern Family seeing a new trend, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, there's a growing trend in American families called co-parenting. That's where single people find other singles to have children with. There's no relationship between the adults. They just want kids, as this woman on the CoParentMatch.com site found.
I looked at the options with finding an actual father for my child, and that seemed to be what I really wanted to do.
Sites like this help match men and women who want to have children naturally rather than from a donor bank. Emphasis on careers is behind most of the co-parenting cases. The kids typically have relations with each parent, similar to divorced couples. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The more I learn, the less I know about what's going on in our world these days.
It's a different time.
I'm a little old-fashioned for this stuff.
KSL News Time is 8:26. We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. A popular donut chain is closing 450 locations. Dunkin' is getting rid of counters in Speedway convenience stores. And Starbucks is also closing 400 company-owned locations in the next 18 months.
KSL Drives, GM is discontinuing their Chevy Sonic. Officials say declining demand for the subcompact car is the reason. The Sonic was a symbol of GM's comeback after their Great Recession bankruptcy.
I was so glad to read this morning after I saw that the Texas State Fair was closing for the first time in forever. The Utah State Fair is a go this year, but it will look very different, as you might imagine. The Fair Board approved FFA and 4-H exhibits, as well as limited food booths for what they're calling the September to Remember event.
Yeah, and when we shared this an hour or so ago, one of the things that we're both happy about is that those kids that have put all that time and all that effort, and by the way, money, into 4-H and FFA, they're going to be able to have their livestock at the fair this year.
Right.
Somebody was asking about county fairs, and I don't think we've heard anything about county fairs.
I don't know the answer to that.
Let's see what's happening on the markets here. The Dow is up 150 points. That's a little more than a half a percent. The S&P on the plus side by 21. The NASDAQ is up another 116 points this morning.
Traffic and weather together next on KSL.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
July in Utah means July heat.
Very, very hot, lots of sun.
90s on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
The 90s can mean storms, but they can also mean fire. Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Let's get another peek at Triple Team traffic here at 829, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. We hope, Eric, we're starting to wind this thing down.
It kind of looks that way, and right now we still have a little bit of slowdowns over on Foothill Drive northbound as you exit the 215 eastbound or I-80. That's just for a few blocks, and then you're right back up to pretty decent speed as you go to the University of Utah. Somehow we've managed to avoid delays over on 5600 West this morning because of railroads, because of the trains on the railroads, I should say. That's between 201 and I-80 this morning. No major problems, and I-15 continues to look good. Ricky?
Well, for those in Utah County, the earlier crash northbound I-15 prior to SR-92 Timpanogos Highway has already been cleared. It didn't even cause any delay, and so we're still running at the speed limit. That's going to be from Spanish Fork all the way into Bluffdale. Redwood Road, no problems. Northbound Saratoga Springs into Salt Lake County and Provo Canyon, nice and quiet this morning on Highway 189. Jason?
We had some earlier slowing this morning on I-15, both north and southbound due to construction, but that's all cleared out now, and you're good to go if you're traveling from Ogden down into Salt Lake City. No problems right now in Weber or Davis counties on any of the highways, and the only trouble on the side streets is the crowding at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Durden Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on all your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look at that forecast for today and check the temperatures. Back to you, Grant.
Heats up to 91 today, mostly sunny skies. Not nearly as warm this morning, so that's been good. And the winds are lighter today. Lots of sunshine. We're up to 94 for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 68 degrees.
I-15 continues to roll well. I'm Eric Butler.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Governors across the country are feeling pressure to make wearing masks mandatory. That includes Utah's Governor Gary Herbert.
He's expected to make a decision soon on a statewide requirement. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Governor Herbert met with legislative leaders yesterday. He'll meet today with public health officials. A decision could be announced this week. The Deseret News reports the Utah Hospital Association is concerned about the impact of increasing infection rates. It sent a letter to the governor saying the projected caseload could become unsustainable. Right now, 197 Utahns are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's up from 192 the week before. About half those patients are in intensive care. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth. As Dan just mentioned, the Utah Hospital Association has sent a letter to Governor Gary Herbert asking for a statewide mask policy.
The association's president and CEO, Greg Bell, joins us live on the KSL Newsline to talk about it. Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Morning.
Tell us a little bit about the argument that you're making to the governor asking for this policy.
Well, our infection rate has increased significantly since the latter part of May. Memorial Day was just really the liftoff of an increase that's unsustainable. We're feeling pressure in the hospitals, and we see that given the trend of the spread of infection, we've got to intervene in some way. About 2 weeks ago, the Hospital Association kicked off Mask Up Utah, self-funded advertising campaign urging Utahns to wear masks. We're encouraged by the adherence to that by a lot of Utahns, but it's not enough and it's not quick enough. So we have asked the governor in tandem with Governor Abbott in Texas and what we're seeing across the country to institute a mandatory mask order. We have only a couple of tools in our toolbox. We can either shut the economy down or we can have everybody mask and socially distance as is proper and as we've been taught again and again and again. So that's our thinking.
I have some very close friends that are in the healthcare field, emergency room docs, a couple of them are nurses, And when they see somebody walking around without a mask, they look at it differently than maybe many of us do, because they're seeing the end result of people coming in and they're having to deal with the infection on the other end.
That's right. It's, you know, if you haven't been affected by it, it's a question of, well, why, what's the big deal? Why should I do this? But we cannot have 550 to 650, almost 700 infections tested a day. And we found out through antibody testing, you have to times that by about 2.4, right? We just can't sustain that. And as the pressure gets bigger and bigger and greater on our hospitals, we're going to have to make some uncomfortable decisions, and we want to avoid that. In our letter, we cited a study by Goldman Sachs. The chief economist of Goldman Sachs has shown that you can trade off a 5% decline in the GDP by 90% of people wearing masks. They've proven that in Korea and other Eastern Asian countries where they're used to wearing masks, because remember with SARS and avian, H1N1, all of those, they wear masks also because of pollution. So because they comply with that, they've really nailed this problem. And that's what we need to do rather than go to a closed economy, rather than shutting it down again.
May I ask you, Mr. Bell, about where you stand now on PPE and hospital space?
We're doing well on PPE. It's been a joint effort with the state. The state's been awesome in using its resources to gather PPE. The hospitals have had time to replenish their supply chain, so we're doing okay. We're doing fine. Most things, we're in good shape. The pressure on ICUs has evolved a little bit because, remember, 45, 60 days ago, it was all about New York, New Jersey, remember, and vents. Are there going to be enough vents? Well, we've modified our treatments a little, and, you know, we've found a few things that work and earlier therapies, but there is an absolute limit. We can expand ICU beds and oxygen, et cetera, but there are only so many skilled practitioners, intensivists, physicians, nurses, techs who are prepared to respond to the most serious cases. And so when we start hitting 85% in our ICUs, we're really starting to tap our resources. And one of our hospitals hit that over the weekend, and we just want to avoid that.
The association has been very steady about their appreciation for the leadership and steady guidance of our state officials, and the governor in particular. Have you heard back from him?
No. I mean, no. Not since we sent the letter yesterday. We knew he was meeting with the speaker and the president, and they work together. The governor can't act alone. They've trimmed his powers, so he can't just issue these mandates for a long period of time. They're set to expire, as I understand it, August 26th. So we just thought we ought to let him know. The Chamber of Commerce came out Thursday or Friday with a similar statement, urging their businesses to contact the governor. I think the business community, the medical community, all see this as a way, this is a wall, a big wall that we can erect to keep us safe while we deal with this infection, rather than shutting our economy down. We just don't want to do that again. And if we can mask, we can avoid that.
We appreciate very much all that you do, and we'll watch and wait for the governor's response. Thank you. Greg Bell, the association president and CEO of the Utah Hospital Association.
We'll have another look at traffic and weather together, 2 minutes away.
A furnace and an AC is a major purchase. So is our fancy new gas range with a hood fan so powerful you could grill steaks indoors. That was until the fan motor burned up, 2 months after the 2-year warranty ran out. Only a 2-year warranty? And the very day it was installed, one of the fancy halogen bulbs was dead.
Sorry, sir, we don't cover bulbs, they said.
All of our Whipple Service Champion furnace and air conditioning systems come with a cheerful 10-year parts and labor warranty, stem to stern. Our expert comfort advisors measure your house and size your system to dial in Aspen in the summer and Maui in the winter. And what a great time to get your new Whipple Service Champions heating and air conditioning system. Because for the moment, you can get $3,000 off. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. That's Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Light bulbs included.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Yes, on News Time is 8:39. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric?
Still looks good on I-15 Salt Lake County from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake. You're looking at your normal 20-minute travel time. And out in Tooele County, SR-36 on the northbound side. That's looking good from Tooele through Stansbury up to Lake Point. Ricky?
In Utah County, you are good to go. Now, no accidents, no delays. Northbound I-15 from Provo up to the Point of the Mountain. Jason?
Other than the typical busyness at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, everything looking good up north. No problems on I-1589 Legacy or the West Side Belt. Earn rewards using Cypress Credit Union's Visa Rewards credit card for a limited time. Receive triple points on restaurant purchases and double points on gas and groceries. Visit a branch or cypresscu.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We're going to be right at the seasonal norm of 91 today.
Well, at least we got a cooler morning here along the Wasatch Front, and it should be a cooler afternoon as well. Winds won't be a big issue here. High temperatures up to about 91. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warming up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
There is nothing but sunshine and blue sky out there right now, 68 degrees.
Coming up in a moment on KSL, we'll hear more from the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute about this debate about opening schools. He sat down with George Stephanopoulos this morning. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up to Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. People like Hondas for a lot of reasons. First of all, they just speak of quality, but reliability. And the other reason that we have purchased Hondas in our family in the past is their high resale value. And there's even more of a bargain there if you can get it at a discount price.
Oh, yeah. And right now is the perfect time to do that.
Yeah. Honda's got clearance pricing going on at all of their locations.
I am blown away by that, Tim, to see that they're on sale right now, because I've been thinking, I just wonder if now would be a good time to buy a Honda. And when we heard from our friends that they were on sale for a limited time, this clearance pricing on virtually the entire lineup of 2020 Hondas, I thought, well, heck yeah, it's a good time to get a Honda.
And that would be an Accord, a Civic, a CRV, a Pilot, an Odyssey, or the HRV that I had a chance to drive, thanks to Shane at Stockton 12 Honda. And, you know, you can talk about all the safety features that all of the Hondas have, but it's always the little things that I pay attention to, like the heated seats and the moonroof of the HRV. And it's available with a steering wheel mounted paddle shifters that bring excitement and control to your drive. Have you ever driven a car that has the paddle shifters?
Yeah.
You kind of feel like you're a Ferrari driver,
a race car
on the
driver.
Track somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you can just flip the switch back and forth to shift up or shift down. It's a lot of fun.
It is the little things. Like you say, like in this Passport, which is the fun new SUV from Honda that I've been driving from Larry H. Miller in Murray. Thank you, Scott. It's the walk-away auto lock. You start to walk away. Boom, it just locks. I love that. But the Passport is amazing. The seating for five adults is so spacious because, you know, we are tall people in my family, and that extra seating and that extra cubic feet space, if you need to put big things, skis or big shops in your, you need to check out the Passport.
The entire line of 2020 Hondas are on clearance right now. Check them out at UtahHondaDealers.com, because the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
The 4th of July is an important holiday for all Americans. Hi, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. For some husbands, however, in troubled marriages, holidays are marked more by hardship than harmony. Experience tells us that divorce filings are more likely in the week following major holidays. So if you're such a guy and considering divorce, you should know all your options, including alternatives to divorce. Divorce is a difficult road. At least be sure it's the right road for you and your children before you start down it. Our role is to assure our clients make informed decisions as we walk with them through a very complicated process. We advise, we advocate, and when necessary, we litigate. This is what we've done for thousands of clients for 30 years. This is what we do.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
This commercial is only for homeowners who've been thinking about replacing their old worn-out air conditioner and furnace. Everyone else, you can stop listening. Well, seriously, I'll wait for you. We good? Okay. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you may have heard about our 2020 relief sale that's going on right now. You know the sale where you can get $2,020 off a new Carrier air conditioner and furnace? Now, this isn't some rebate that you have to submit to the manufacturer. We're going to give you $2,020 off on the spot. The first step? Schedule a free estimate. We'll come out and size the system to fit your home and comfort preferences. Then we'll present you with options and give you $2,020 off whichever option you choose. The sale won't last long, so if you're a homeowner thinking about replacing your old worn-out air conditioner and furnace, schedule a free estimate with Any Hour Services. Mention our 2020 relief sale when you call, and you'll save $2,020 off your new Carrier air conditioner and furnace. Call 801-443-7600, 801-443-7600. You can also Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Dr. Angela Dunn told KSL News Radio she's pleased that the state has plateaued with COVID-19 cases. Now the governor is considering a statewide mask mandate. Should he do it? Let's go in depth today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time, 8:45. Let's get a quick look at our top national stories.
The U.S. Supreme Court has just upheld a Trump administration rule that allows employers to cite religious or moral objections and opt out of the Obamacare mandate to offer birth control coverage. The High Court tomorrow is expected to issue a ruling on a pair of subpoenas, one from the House and the other from New York prosecutors, demanding access to the president's financial information. President Trump today threatening to cut funding if schools don't reopen this fall. He also calls CDC guidelines for schools to deal with the coronavirus impractical. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. The debate about opening schools is heating up with coronavirus cases on the rise across the country.
The director of Harvard Global Health Institute, Dr. Ashish Jha, sat down with Good Morning America's George Stephanopoulos to find out if this should be a political or a scientific debate.
So absolutely, the president is right. Everybody, every mom, dad wants the schools open. I have three kids. I desperately want schools open. The question isn't, do we want schools open? The question is, what do we need to do to keep schools open? And the single biggest thing we need to do is keep the level of virus low in the community. If you try to open up schools right now in Arizona or Florida or Texas, you couldn't keep them open because there'd be too many people who would get sick. Teachers would get sick, staff would get sick, and you'd have to shut down. So I want to have a reasoned debate that's driven by science that says, let's do the things we need to do. We need to close bars. We need to close indoor large gatherings. We need to have everybody wearing masks. If we start all that now, I think there's a pretty good shot we can open schools and keep them open all fall.
Let's also break down this debate over the death rate, which is front and center right now as well. How is the U.S. doing overall? What's the good news? What should we be worried about?
Yeah, so the good news is overall as a nation, our death rates have continued to fall and now they've stabilized. But what we're missing in all of this, George, is we have really a tale of two countries. We have places like New York where death rates continue to plummet because they were so high and now they're coming down. But in all the hotspot states, whether it's Texas or Florida or Arizona, death rates are starting to climb exactly as we worried about because first, people got sick, then hospitals started getting full. Now we're seeing death rates in those states starting to climb pretty substantially. And so over time, the national death rates will climb. But really what we need to do is look at each individual state and what they're doing. And I'm really worried about what's happening in a lot of the hotspots.
Yeah, and we're following those hotspots right now. One of the things we're seeing in the hotspots is more community spread among younger people. What does that mean for the fall and the prospects for a second wave that could be even more dangerous?
Yeah, so the more spread there is, and young people spreading the disease keeps the disease active and alive in the communities, And as we head into the fall and as people start spending more time indoors, just because of the weather changes, we are going to see larger and larger outbreaks happening. And this is why it's really important to get on top of this now during the summer, before the fall arrives, because the fall is going to be pretty tough. And remember, we're going to have the flu season to contend with on top of COVID. So I'm really worried about where the fall is heading right now.
We're going to have challenges to stay on top of, for sure.
No doubt. And so much more to be learned and to be reported over the next 6 weeks as we get ready for schools to reopen here.
The in-depth at 15 and 45.
8:49 means triple team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America. Visa double rewards. Eric Butler, let's head back to the traffic center.
Right now, it's looking good on I-15 northbound from the point of the mountain to the south interchange. That's 11 minutes of drive time. That's normal. And then another 9 or 10 minutes to get to downtown Salt Lake at basically at the speed limit. That's the pace you're looking at. The 215 west belt looking good heading north, as does the east belt. But once you get onto Foothill Drive, there's still some indication that we got some slowing as you head north from I-80 and to 215 east belt. Ricky.
Another crash for Summit County drivers. It's westbound SR-224 at Canyon Resort Drive in Park City. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic. Utah County, you are still looking at a nice ride. No accidents, no delays. Northbound I-15 from Spanish Fork into Salt Lake County. Jason?
Just a few extra cars now on the road, northbound, heading into the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Otherwise, everything's still looking pretty fantastic up north, in and out of Weber Canyon. No trouble on the 84. The rest of the highways and side streets, well, they're holding out at regular speeds, pretty much as they have been all morning long. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group and Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And let's look ahead down to the 7-day forecast, see how hot it's going to get. Back over to you, Grant.
Won't be as hot today, and the wind's not a big issue this time around. Sunshine up to 91. Tomorrow, 94 the high and a lot of sunshine. And it gets much hotter Friday up to 98. And again, mostly sunny. A few more clouds in the afternoon on Saturday and a really hot day up to near 100. We'll say 99. 97 sunshine on Sunday and 95 the high on Monday. Again, with lots of sun, 93, sunny Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 68 downtown.
I had missed the breaking news from the Supreme Court this morning, but ABC mentioned it a few minutes ago, so I read in more to it. One of a couple of decisions handed down by the Supreme Court that upheld a Trump administration regulation that lets employers with religious objections limit women's access to free birth control under the Affordable Care Act. The surprise here might be in the vote count, because things have been coming down 5-4 mm-hmm. on many of these things. It was 7-2.
Mm-hmm. 7-2.
And the two dissenting, Ginsburg and Sotomayor, mm-hmm. on that one this morning. So we'll continue to, I'm sure, hear analysis of that throughout the day, and a couple of more rulings from the Supreme Court expected again tomorrow. Got money news coming up here in just a minute, but speaking of money, saving money is a big thing, particularly when you've got plumbing problems in your house, because a small leak can turn into a major problem. Unless, of course, you have a handy number from a safe essential service provider in your home, like our friends at Superior Water and Air.
I love having someone that I can trust with any question I have, Superior Water and Air. If I need to know, do I need this? I call Superior Water and Air. And the answer sometimes is no. No, you don't need this, so I don't have to spend any money. And sometimes the answer is, yeah, you might want to think about getting it. And so I know that I can trust to not have to spend unnecessary money. That's why you have someone like Superior, because they want to make sure you're happy and taken care of.
And that's been the business model for Rob the entire time he's been in business. They have one thing they want to accomplish, and that is to take care of your problem and make sure you are happy. Period. They don't come to your house and then immediately find other things that they could upsell you on. They just want to make sure that your family is safe and happy for whatever the problem is. And, of course, we've told you about things like air scrubbers and home generators that are available, too. If you've got a water heater, that thing's going to have a lifespan on it that at some point is going to go belly up on you. But you just need to keep this number handy with a safe essential service provider. It's 801-974-9090.
Or go online and find out more at SuperiorWaterAndAir.com.
America's favorite car show is making its Salt Lake City debut. The good guys are cruising into town and bringing 3 jam-packed days of hot rod and fun with the first Racetech Salt Lake Nationals July 17th through the 19th at the Utah State Fair Park. Bring the family and all your friends and check out thousands of the West's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, and decked-out trucks through 1987. Plus, don't miss the Great Salt Autocross Shootout Racing Competition. For the health and safety of all attendees, tickets are limited and are available online only at good-guys.com. I got a hit
to the car show. Hi, this is Doug Wright, and my friends at Burt Brothers Tire and Service, they've been doing it better now for over 29 years. And as they celebrate their anniversary, they're adding an instant $50 rebate to any of their already great offers. There's never been a better time to save big. Only at Burt Brothers, where you can get up to $250 off a select set of 4 Goodyear tires and up to $140 off any 4 eligible Firestone tires. That's an extra $50 instant anniversary savings with your Burt Brothers card all through the month of July. And when you use that Burt Brothers card, you get $10 off every oil change, 5% off service, labor, cashback rewards, interest-free financing for 6 months. Burt Brothers credit card, it truly is the best way to save and pay. And don't put off those repairs. Don't put off getting the tires during the anniversary sale. This is the perfect time. Go to BurtBrothers.com. Doing it better since 1991.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. One of the world's largest suppliers of palm oil is in trouble. The Malaysian-based company is under investigation for child and forced labor on its plantations. The palm oil is used in American food and some cosmetics.
A new study finds Dubuque, Iowa, Springfield, Illinois, and Lima, Ohio are the cheapest cities to buy a house. The report tracked not only sales prices, but mortgage interest rates as well.